Now, I read through all of these difficult to pronounce names just to get to verse 10. Verses 1 through 9 describe who Ezra is and the favor that he enjoyed with the king of Persia. Verse 6 says that this pagan king, the king of Persia, Artaxerxes, this pagan king granted Ezra all his requests. The king granted Ezra all his requests. And that's a remarkable statement because pagan kings don't usually cooperate with the people of God. But in this case, Artaxerxes did. And the verses which we just read tell us that give us the reason why he cooperated. Twice, once in verse 6 and once in verse 7, we're told that the hand of the Lord God was upon Ezra. The hand of the Lord God was upon Ezra. And so this is a very explicit demonstration of what we're told, the truth we're told in Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of waters, he turns it wherever he wishes. God turns a king's heart wherever he wishes. So God turned the heart of Artaxerxes to be favorable towards Ezra. And God did this because his good hand was upon Ezra. Now we get to verse 10. And verse 10 begins with the word for, which is a conjunction that shows a logical connection between what was just said and what is about to be said. What was just said is that the good hand of the Lord was upon Ezra. And what's about to be said is that Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. So in this case, the logical connection that this conjunction is showing us is a causal connection. It answers a question, why? Why was the good hand of God upon Ezra? Because Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. The world tells us that we need to follow our heart. What the Word of God is telling us is that we need to prepare our heart, to set our heart, to lead our heart. In other words, we're not supposed to say, heart, show me what I'm going to do today. No, rather, we're supposed to say, heart, here's the direction I need to go. Here's the direction God is telling me I need to go. And so we're not going to go that way. We're going to go this way. That's setting your heart. That's preparing your heart. That's what Ezra did. He set his heart to the task of learning and obeying God's law. And this, according to verse 10, is why the good hand of God was upon Ezra. And so, brothers and sisters, do you want the good hand of your God to be upon you? Do you want him to give you success in your calling? To give you favor in the eyes of pagans? To be an instrument of blessing to your fellow Christians? Then set your heart to learn and obey the Word of God. The reality is, your heart is not naturally inclined to pursue the ways of God. That's why you need to prepare it. That's why you need to set it in the right direction. Yet some of us might be unwilling to do the hard work of charting the course for our hearts. Rather than leading our hearts, we're content to let our hearts lead us. We just ride the waves of our emotions, letting our heart take us wherever it wants to take us. But it shouldn't be that way. What our reading of God's law is teaching us this morning is that our hearts are not to be in command. Our hearts are to be commanded. Our hearts are not to be in command. Our hearts are to be commanded. So if your heart says, that person is unpleasant, so I don't want to be kind to him. You say, too bad, you're not in charge. Matthew 5:44 says that I'm supposed to love my enemies, and so we're going to be kind to that person. If your heart says, money is tight, so I'm worried about whether the bills are going to get paid at the end of the month, you say, stop worrying. Matthew 6:32 says that my heavenly Father knows all the things that I need. So we're going to just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the Lord will provide everything I need in its due time. If your heart says, I don't know what the future holds, so I'm anxious about what's going to happen, you say, be anxious for nothing. Psalm 55, verse 22 tells me to cast my burdens on the Lord and he will sustain me. So that's what we're going to do. If your heart says, I'm sad, I'm depressed, so I'm going to just sit here and do nothing, then you say, quit feeling sorry for yourself. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we're going to sing a new song to the Lord. We're going to worship and bow down before the Lord our Maker, for our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do you see the pattern, brothers and sisters? Our hearts are not to be in command of us. We are to be in command of our hearts. And we are to command our hearts in accordance with the word of God. Like Ezra, we're to prepare our hearts, to set our hearts, to learn and do the word of God. And when we do this, we will enjoy the blessings of the Lord's good hand upon us. He will cause us to succeed in the calling he has placed upon us. He will cause us to have favor with those that we interact with in order that we can be a blessing to them and a blessing to the people of God. So if you've been letting your heart lead you, then this would be a good time to repent. Repent of following your heart into sinful expressions, emotional expressions of worry, anxiety, self-pity, doubt, skepticism, cynicism, fear, panic, anger, hostility, isolation, and any other sin the Holy Spirit is convicting you of. Where your heart has led you astray, repent. And remember that God is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He pardons and forgives all who repent while trusting in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Repentance includes confession, and so we confess our sins to the Lord. And let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and confess. During the next few moments of silence, I encourage you to confess your sins privately to the Lord. You have the privilege and luxury of speaking directly to the Lord God, your Maker, to be able to entreat him to be merciful to you through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. And you can do this in the privacy of your prayer communication with him. And after a suitable time of silence, I'll lead us in a corporate public prayer of confession as well. Let's pray.